This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday of the Final Four. We're going to be talking with Kevin Kugler of Westwood One, the voice of the Final Four, and we'll see what he's got going on. And he was in Houston this weekend where Duke came out of. He was in Omaha last weekend where Wisconsin has advanced on. Of course, covering the Big Ten, he's seen Michigan State. He knows Kentucky. So we'll get his thoughts. Also, towards the end of the program, Tasha Weiss is going to join us in studio. Kearney's Class Act is coming up, and we'll get a little heads up on that. Plus, bigger than probably the Final Four for us here in Nebraska is that Nebraska sweeps Texas in baseball. And very impressive yesterday. Nebraska really dominated yesterday. The first two games came down to really low scoring. It was a great marathon on Saturday. If you play 15 innings and you win it, it's awesome. If you lose it, maybe that just yanked a little bit of the lifeblood out of Texas yesterday.
Well, it sounded like, it sounded like in both games, the pitching just completely dominated. Somebody said there was, I don't know, Doug, somebody said maybe Nebraska won the game in the bottom of the ninth or the bottom of the eighth or the bottom of the tenth. There was a close play at the plate, and it didn't go Nebraska's way, so they came back and ended up winning the game. But, you know, Texas just ran out of pitching, and Nebraska seemed to have their little more pitching depth, you know, to get through a three-game series, a four-game series, or what you need to have.
So outstanding for the Huskers. They've won 14 out of the 15 here in their homestand. Then Creighton comes in, and Coach Erstad trying to keep them grounded. You know, he says, I told these guys before the series, it doesn't matter if we lose them all or win them all. We still, this is to make us better and on, but it definitely helps if Nebraska can do what they want to do. If they finish second in the Big Ten, I'm going to say it right now, if they finish second in the Big Ten, they're hosting a regional.
Yeah, well, you went 14 out of 15 in the crowds that Nebraska gets. Yeah, that was huge because we talked about this, Doug. We were going on the road and just going 500, and 500 wasn't going to cut it. So you win 14 out of 15 at home. You get a little room now, you know, to lose a game or two down the stretch that you think, we needed that one. Nah, you didn't need it too bad because you won 14 in a row. You're still going to get to host something.
So we'll talk. I don't know how much more can you talk about that. I'm surprised. First of all, when I saw that Texas, when we talked to Augie Garrido last week, and I saw they were 17-8 and still ranked as high as 10th, they were anywhere from 10th to about 16th. I looked at their schedule, and it wasn't like they lost to the top five teams in the country. I was a little surprised. This was playing off last year. They should be a top 15 program. And I'm sure Coach Garrido believes that they should be a lot better than this. They're 17-11 now. They're 17-11 right now as they get ready to get back into a Big 12 action. And for Nebraska, their most important series of conference play, if you go by all the prognostications, Maryland was picked one, and that's where they head this weekend. It's Easter weekend. So Nebraska's going to be a far long way from home as they get ready to play Maryland this weekend. But you have to hope that, this is great momentum. They've got to be feeling good about themselves. They're not crushing the ball. They're not crushing the ball, but they're getting enough to get it done.
You know, sometimes when it's cold outside, the hitters are a little bit behind, but the weather's been good enough that they could be hitting the ball. But, boy, pitching has dominated, a lot of the area. Even in high school baseball, Grand Island had some games this weekend where they won 1-0 and lost 2-1 in extra innings. So no one seems to be hitting the ball very good right now this part of March.
888-455-ESPN. If you'd like to be a part of the program today, 888-455-3776. You can always fire off to our Twitter address, at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, as always, get us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. How was the weekend for you, Jimmy?
It was all right. I just watched college basketball is mainly what I did, Doug.
Well, I want to look right off the bat here at where we are with the standings in the Doug and Daddy Bud Light Bracket Challenge. And we have Dean from Wood River leading it right now with 104 points. Calls himself Easy Cheese. And he only had... when you're leading, he had six of the top eight in the Elite Eight. There is Disco 1972. That's Mike from Callaway. He kind of took some losses earlier on. He's only 2 points back, but those are when those first rounders snap up and bite you a little bit, because he had seven of the final eight with Villanova in there. But you have got Dean from Wood River, one of the 104 points. You've got Mark from Chester, second with 103 points. You have got Mike from Callaway, third with 102 points. And then you have got a group of people, three different ones at 101 points. Matt from Cozad, Tim from Kearney, and Kurt from Kearney. But those top four, Dean, Mark, Mike, and Matt, all have Kentucky over Duke in the championship. So if that's the way it goes down, that's the way we're going to finish, 1-4. If it's Kentucky and Duke in the finals and Kentucky beats Duke, that's how we're going to have. Now, if you've got Tim or Kurt, they both have Kentucky and Duke in the final, but they have Duke beating Kentucky in the championship game. Anybody else? Well, how about we slide on down to Dirk from Hazard. He is sitting in eighth place, but he has Wisconsin to win the national championship. Kentucky, Duke, Wisconsin. And as far as I scroll down, all the way down to number 30, Oxford Cards.
Has he got Michigan State winning it?
Michigan State.
Yeah. See, that's the hard one. The other three, I'm not trying to disappoint anybody, but if you
got Michigan State over Wisconsin.
Yeah, if you got Kentucky and Duke in the finals, you chalked it out. We talked about that. Normally, if you just take the NCAA's bracket and just put it down, you're probably going to come out all right. You go 1-1-1, 2-2-2, all the way up through. Don't even look at the teams. Just go through. You'd had a little disappointing losses with your 4-13 early. But, boy, if you chalk it right on out, and that's what happened. But, really, somebody that picked, Dirk that has Wisconsin, that's a stretch, because it's real easy to just take Kentucky and then try to figure out what else to do.
You have whooped my butt on this every year.
I don't know if I'll beat you this year.
No.
I'm not going to do it?
No.
I didn't think so.
I'm only tied for 112th.
What place
but I
am
want, I want
in?
You to say, I want you to know that for me, that's probably the best I've ever done in a Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. I don't remember for sure. Some of the bowl, I've never.